You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonçalves. This is SBS On The Money for this Wednesday, the 6th of January 2021. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Today we're going to be focusing on the car sector, where prices are going, why used cars all of a sudden are so expensive, and a look at electric cars, plus investment opportunities when it comes to lithium, which powers the batteries that are in many electric cars. But first, let's take a look at some numbers. The Federal Chamber of Automotive Industry says new car sales were the worst in 17 years. 916,968 vehicles were sold in 2020. That is a decline of 13.7% on the previous year. So what now? I spoke earlier with Tony Webber, the CEO of the Federation. Tony, how would you describe the near 14% fall in new car sales for 2020?
Yeah, 2020 was the lowest sales in Australia for 17 years, so it's been a very dramatic decline. But the good news is that we've come out of the year, the last quarter, very strongly, with double-digit growth in both November and December. So we're hopeful for a better 2021.
So to what extent has COVID-19 impacted sales?
Sales were heavily impacted by COVID last year. That's the main reason for the decline in sales. People obviously reluctant to purchase with the great unknown in the economy and with the health scares around. And we see that the vaccine coming through early 2021 should hopefully help the market, and there's greater confidence more broadly across the economy. So we think new car sales will rebound in 2021.
Can you explain the discrepancy between new car sales in 2020 and used cars? Because used car prices are up 35% over the past year.
Well, I think there's been a movement to used cars in the last year because of concerns about catching public transport and the need for further for families to have more options and how to get around, especially in the major capital cities. I think that pushes the growth of used cars, and I think we will see a rebounding in new cars as we move into 2021.
So why aren't consumers buying a new car instead of a used car?
I think it's people buying second-hand cars because they're looking for a cheaper option. There's the second or third car in the family for transport.
You mentioned we're starting to see a turnaround. To what extent are we seeing that turnaround?
So new car sales in Australia compared to the previous year in November increased by 12.4%, and then in December they increased by 13.5%. So you can see strong growth in the last 2 months of the year. So that's very encouraging as we move into 2021.
What types of cars are Australians buying and what seems to be the most popular?
Well, 7 of the 10 top selling cars in the last 12 months were SUVs and light commercials. The Toyota Hilux was the number one selling car again for the fifth year in a row. But almost half of Australian sales in 2020 were SUVs.
To what extent are Australians buying electric vehicles?
Pure electric vehicles in Australia are less than 0.2%. But electrified vehicles, which includes hybrid, plug-in hybrids and battery electric vehicles, are now running at 7% of total sales in Australia. And that's increased dramatically in the last 12 months.
We've seen Norway today say that 54% of all new cars sold last year were electric. What would it take to see those kinds of numbers here?
The Norway number is quite extraordinary and very unique in terms of the Western world, because the Norwegian government heavily subsidises the purchase of electric vehicles. To get that kind of number anywhere else in the world, including Australia, you'd need the government to heavily subsidise their sales. However, that's a short-term issue. In the longer term, I think we will get to a high level of electrification of vehicles, because we will see the price of the battery come down dramatically. We will see the range of the vehicles increase, and the refueling stations for electric vehicles will expand. So I think the market will respond, and inevitably, Australians will drive electric vehicles in large numbers.
Tony Webber there, the CEO of the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries. And staying on that electric car theme, and one material needed is lithium, and that powers those batteries in many electric cars. Lithium stocks have risen quite strongly recently and even this week, with some of those smaller players up as much as 20% in the space of 2 or 3 days. So for more on that and today's market moves, I spoke earlier with Luke Larative, investment advisor at Seneca Financial Solutions. Luke, let's start by talking about electric cars and the parts that are needed for them. To what extent are those providing an investment opportunity?
Look, I think the price of lithium's gone up, you know, circa 20% since the start of December, with prices rallying from, say, $6,000 per tonne to now being at sort of $7,200 per tonne. That's seen some of these battery minerals producers, the lithium miners themselves, start to rally quite significantly, with some of the stocks up sort of 15 to 35% in the last 4 weeks. For context, the lithium price was sort of $12,000 US per tonne back in 2018 and 2019. And I think investors and lithium buyers in particular are starting to realise that demand for these, you know, raw materials are going to start to heat up, as, you know, both the US and Europe have got a lot of these battery gigafactories coming online at the start of 2022 and into 2023. So it's going to be a little bit of a race to get up and running, because the demand for EVs is starting to grow quite dramatically.
Did anything directly prompt this recent surge, though?
Nothing in particular. I think there's been a couple of announcements from the likes of Tesla doing offtake agreements, fairly sizable offtake agreements, particularly in China. And as a result, I think that sort of sparked others to say, hey, if Tesla goes and ties up the entire supply, we're not going to be able to get any batteries for Volkswagen, or we're not going to be able to make any batteries for Northvolt or whoever it might be. So I think maybe these deals, these offtake deals, have started to sort of spark people into a little bit of a frenzy.
Can you tell me more about the lithium-related stocks? How have they been trading lately, and is there still some value in them?
Yeah, I think there's certainly some value there for investors in pockets. I think if the lithium price obviously continues to keep going higher, we'll continue to see, you know, fairly strong returns from the Australian producers like the likes of Orocobre and Galaxy Resources, Mineral Resources. But I think maybe potentially more interesting for investors, some of the development plays, the companies that aren't actually in production yet but do have strategically located resources, particularly we're interested in Vulcan Resources. They're in Germany, which is obviously strategically located to some of these European gigafactories. They're also looking to produce a zero carbon product, which doesn't produce any emissions, which we think from a marketing perspective is going to be very important, with battery manufacturers and car manufacturers alike both being very environmentally friendly focused or environmentally focused. And as a result, we see companies like that with strategic assets as potentially attractive for investors.
Okay, so while lithium is being supported by excess demand, oil is being supported by shrinking supply, and it's seen a 5% increase overnight. Why?
A couple of days ago, we had OPEC Plus, which is, you know, Russia and Saudi Arabia. They get together. It's a bit of a consortium they have there, and they put together a supply output agreement in which Saudi Arabia would actually cut the production of oil by 1 million barrels a day. That's seen the price of oil tick back up over $50 US per barrel. And as a result, we've seen some of the energy stocks today start to perform fairly well, and really be the only bright spot on the ASX.
How is that flowing through to the markets today? Because the market's lower.
Yeah, market lower today, but the energy sector, as I said, is the main bright spot. We've got stocks like Oil Search that are up 5%, Woodside's up 1.25%, and some of the services businesses that do work in the energy sector, like Worley Parsons, doing well, up kind of 3.5% as well.
And, you know, if we look into your crystal ball for 2021, what do you see as the key themes?
I think the key themes are still built around the virus and the vaccines and the recovery, the economic recovery that's going to stem from that. I do think that continued fiscal and monetary stimulus is going to be the key theme for the year, and going to keep driving markets, you know, higher, and asset prices higher across, you know, real estate as well, and almost every other asset class. That being said, I think that there's going to be pockets that do struggle, stuff like office real estate. I think work from home's here to stay, and we've really adopted that as now the new normal, and I don't think we're going back to the office, certainly in the same way that we were pre-coronavirus.
Luke Larity there from Seneca Financial Solutions. As he mentioned, the market weaker today. The S&P ASX 200 down by 1.12%, 6607. Oil Search, the best performer on the 200 on the back of the rise of the oil price, 5.7% stronger, but the miners declined, and NAB was the worst of the banks. But the Australian dollar surging dipping once again today. It is now at its highest level since April 2018 at around 77.7 US at the market close. For more on that, Laurie Luira spoke with IFM Investors Chief Economist Alex Joyner.
Thanks, Alex, for joining us. So talk us through the start of 2021 for the Australian dollar.
Yeah, so I guess markets have opened 2021 relatively optimistically. So we've seen sort of a risk-off move. Equity markets have rallied. There's some optimism around the global economy and getting control of the COVID crisis in 2021. And that's driven the Australian dollar high. You know, we're at a high that we haven't seen since around about April 2018 at 77.5 cents against the US dollar. And a lot of economists are expecting it to actually move higher.
How much higher in 2021?
Well, it's always difficult to forecast where the Australian dollar is going to go, but there are many economists out there that think the Australian dollar, you know, could end up above 80 cents by the end of the year.
What's driving most of this surge?
Yeah, there's a perception that the Australian economy is doing a little bit better. We're managing the public health crisis relatively well when you look at the US and the UK. Our economy hasn't taken as big a hit as some of those advanced economies that we see globally. And we've also got fundamental drivers of the Australian dollar giving it that boost. And most notably among those is the iron ore price, which is exceptionally elevated and surprising us all in terms of its strength, particularly around some of the tensions that we're currently seeing with China.
In terms of industry, is this something we want to see in 2021?
Well, the Reserve Bank always talks about the net benefit of the Australian dollar, and the Reserve Bank clearly wants to see it lower. So this is sort of making the Reserve Bank uncomfortable in terms of the growth outlook. You know, in terms of the import side, you know, a higher Australian dollar is actually quite good. So for import intensive sectors like retail, it's actually quite a good thing. And usually for households, it's a good thing when the Australian dollar rises because Australian households go on holiday and it's a little bit cheaper if the Australian dollar is higher. But obviously borders are closed right now and really we can't take advantage of that. Sort of the losers out of this on the export side, you know, that's manufacturing exports in particular. It doesn't really affect the retail, the resources side as much because those goods are priced in US dollars. But where it could be problematic if it continues to appreciate is on the services export side. And this is international tourists and students coming to Australia. They might find it a little bit more expensive to come to Australia as the currency rises. In terms of cars, you know, the Australian industry is non-existent anymore, so we don't really have to worry about the export of cars. So a higher Australian dollar is actually a good news story for car buyers because cars are all basically imported into Australia now. So higher Australian dollar means a slightly cheaper sort of car purchase at the dealership.
Alex Joyner there from IFM Investors speaking with Laurie Luira. That is SBS On The Money. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.